Good morning and welcome. Such is the nature of life that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You're that opportunity. So am I, and so it is. Welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Midtown. We are a wonderful center, a community of folk now scattered all over the world since we are all Zooming. And since we are on all the various platforms of internet media. However, that hasn't stopped us from becoming a closer and more connected community. So I'm very grateful you're here with us. I invite you to take a look at the things coming up that may give you the opportunity to become more engaged and part of our community. We are a center that is all about recognizing and honoring who you are. We are here for you. We believe in you. And we also know and believe that the infinite power that God is present in, as, and through each one of us. So we're glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. And I look forward to the unfolding of this time together. As we move forward, I know that we are a center that starts with the idea of oneness, one power, one light, one life. And in that, we share a great deal around what we believe in that, because we live in a world that mostly sees things from the physical perspective, which is very much a perspective of two-ness, a two-ness that is things are separate, things are different, that there isn't one power. There are many powers vying for attention, vying for a greater expression of truth, a greater dominance over other kinds and thoughts of powers. But in our teaching, we know there's only one, and everyone is using that same power and then coming out in very different places. And yet it is all still coming from the same source. So to understand a little more about what we believe and to perhaps celebrate what you believe, I invite you to join me as we read together our Declaration of Principles. This is what we are built upon. I believe in one God, one absolute power, and first cause to all things. I believe that this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. I believe this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. Might as well have that one twice. Why not? I believe all thought is creative, and how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life and the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness. My page is jumping around on me here. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal loving kindness, and the eternal givingness of God to all. And so it is. So each day we have a different person who shows up and shares with us, each week rather, a practitioner, someone who understands this teaching, who has used these ideas to transform their own personal lives, their individual lives, and now have learned how to do that for other people. They are licensed by our central organization, Center for Spiritual Living, and they are licensed because they have demonstrated the ability to bring great good and great change into the world. Today, I'm excited to introduce to you one of our lead practitioners who is going to share with you a reading and also lead us in a spiritual mind treatment or affirmative prayer. Without any further talking, I give you Doug Moody.
Thank you, Reverend Bob Dean, and good morning, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day. What a treat to be with you this morning, especially on Valentine's Day. And I just have to go back to that second or third line from what we just responded, talking about how we believe that this power is perfect love and creates out of a desire to express love. What a powerful line, especially with today being the holiday where we celebrate love and open hearts. Ernest Holmes said it beautifully when he made the comment that love is the greatest power in the universe. It is the basis and the source of everything. It's probably one of my favorite Ernest Holmes quotes because it's so applicable. And I don't know about you guys, but I was especially excited and laughed a little bit at Friday morning when the newsreel started to show that the White House lawn in Washington, D.C. was decorated with hearts, like the little candy hearts that our grandmothers used to give us with the little words on them. And these hearts had words like love, unity, kindness, compassion, strength, all these divine ideas that we find are such a deep part of our teaching here at Centers for Spiritual Living. I'm also reminded with Black History Month of a beautiful quote from the author Alice Walker, who wrote The Color Purple, who said, "I have learned not to worry about love, but to honor its coming with all my heart." I have to share a little story. The other night after watching a program, my partner and I, Greg, were kind of channel surfing, and all of a sudden we stumbled across the movie, The Notebook, again, for probably about the 25th time. Got sucked right into it. Absolutely loved that movie. And it's kind of hung with me ever since two nights ago. And I thought, okay, there's a really strong and powerful message here, and especially when we talk about today's theme being the infinite invisible and how the power of love fits so firmly into that. There's a really powerful scene that I invite you. You can go to YouTube and you can check it out. But there's a scene between Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams' character. They're in this on-off love relationship. And there's a big decision involved where she has to choose who she wants to spend the rest of her life with. And so this scene, Ryan Gosling's character is prodding her and just asking her, just very lovingly, "What do you want?" And he asks her that probably about five or six times, and she's not able to give an answer. And I love that scene because to me, it's such a metaphor for that invisible power of love, the power of spirit who's constantly asking each and every one of us, "What do you want? What do you want?" And how many times we're often unable to maybe feel or express that because we're just so caught up in dealing with all the drama and trauma that we sometimes encounter in our everyday lives. But I think it's really beautiful because we have to recognize that, you know, spirit is always asking us very simply, "What do we want? What do you want?" And it's our responsibility to recognize that call and answer. And if you have problems with that, grab one of our great practitioners here, contact us. We're here to help you, to be able to help you form that mental equivalent. And when you do so, and you start expanding and growing that, and especially in the spirit of love, you're going to see some pretty amazing things happen in your life. As a practitioner, when I work with people, I always ask them, you know, questions. It's kind of a self-guided journey. And a lot of it is the same question of ask, "What do you want?" And once you can help somebody realize that with themselves, I also try to encourage them to approach that and add a little love, add a little fire, add some passion to that. And it's amazing what you can make happen when you back those wants and those desires with the spirit of love. And love is infinite. It's not something that you get. Love is something that you give. And all of us have an infinite resource of this love to give to every single aspect of our lives. Going back to the movie The Notebook, there's a scene where Rachel McAdams is reading all these love letters that her mother kept her from receiving because she didn't want her daughter to marry this young man. And she's reading a letter, the first one that she opens up. And the letter says something that's so beautiful. And again, I thought it was also a metaphor for how spirit speaks to each one of us. And that letter said, "The best love is the kind that awakens the soul. It makes us reach for more, that plants the fire in our hearts and brings peace to our minds." That is what I hope to give you forever. I just thought that's so beautiful to know that we are completely supported 24/7 by this infinite power that wants to give us that forever. Just remember that. And, you know, like I was talking earlier, sharing with you earlier, we apply this love to every aspect of our lives, this spirit of love, this fire, this passion. Imagine what you can do when you approach all of your relationships, your loving relationships with that love. Imagine what can happen when you approach your own health, your body, with that spirit of self-love, by what you eat, by how you exercise, by the thoughts you think. We can also apply that to our self-expression and our work, the things that we love doing. And of course, we can even apply love to our financial wealth and freedom. It fits in everything. The list is infinite, just as this infinite invisible. It is all God. We are constantly given divine yeses, and we get what we want when we put that out into the universe with a spirit of love. And by doing that, we create more good and love for everyone, not only ourselves. So if you're having problems with that, grab one of our practitioners, shoot us an email, give us a call. We're here for you. We want to help get you back on that right track that you want to be on. And just know that all is wonderful. And I have a powerful saying that I love that it just kind of is a twist on a quote that I've heard before, but especially today, remember, be the love that you want to see in the world. And now I'm going to ask you to join me in spiritual prayer, spiritual mind treatment. Just relax. Take a deep breath and let us know this together. There's only one power, one infinite intelligence, one cosmic being, this spirit moving throughout the universe and moving through me and through each, every single second of every day. And I and each are always one with this divine spirit because it always is within. All we have to do is recognize and bring that forth. All we have to do is say yes to life. And in doing so, I and each are one with infinite creator. And today I claim divine love. And I also claim divine courage, the courage to express, the courage to explore and feel and release this love, this spirit, this passion into every single aspect of my life, knowing that more good not only comes to me, but more good comes to the world because of me and through each one of you. This is the divine infinite spirit working perfectly, expressing perfectly and uniquely through me and each. And it is wonderful. And knowing this, I am overflowing with love, joy, and gratitude for this infinite presence, for this infinite love, for this infinite courage, this infinite being that is guiding me and each every single day in truth, in love, and in harmony. And knowing this, I release my word into the universal law, knowing it is done. It is wonderful, and so are you, so am I, and so it is. And now I'm going to introduce, we have a next song. You've heard this many times. We used to use this as an introduction to our service, but it's probably one of the most powerful songs, I think, in the whole New Thought music movement. Working with providing music suggestions for our Sunday services, I just love it. It's my passion. It's always a fun puzzle trying to figure out which songs are best for this particular Sunday. But it was pretty hard to come up with another song that describes this infinite invisible power than Daniel Namad's One Power. So please enjoy.
One power. One power. One power. One power. One power. One power. one power invisible, and you see it everywhere and every day. One power indescribable, and you speak of it with every word you say. Mysterious until you know the truth, as simple as the love inside of you. Call it God, call it Spirit, call it Jesus, call it Lord, call it Buddha, Bahá'u'lláh, angels, wings, or heaven's door. But whatever name you give it, it's all one power, can't you see? It's the power of the love in you and me. One power,
one power, one power, one power.
We speak so many languages, different clothing, different colors, different names. Different is only dangerous when we forget that in the heart we're all the same. And we'll remember once we close our eyes to see that such distances were never meant to be. Call it
God,
call it Spirit,
Spirit.
Call it Jesus, call it Lord, call it Buddha, Bahá'u'lláh, Hashem, or heaven's door. It's Muhammad, it's your mind, it's your soul, or it's your sign. It's the universe, it's music, Mother Earth, or Father Time. But whatever name you give it, it's all one power, can't you see? Whatever name give it, it's the very air we breathe. Oh, it's the power of the love in you and me. One power, oh,
one power,
one power is what we are. Sweetness of release, it's the joy of inspiration, it's the sunshine on your face, it's the birthright of all nations, it's the boundlessness of space, it's the beauty of a baby, the serenity of sleep, it's the anger we abandon for its love that's most deep.
Thank you, Doug, and thank you, Daniel Neymad. It's a wonderful song. Take a moment and think about that, as you have been thinking about it. What is that power of the love within each of us? It's a wonderful thing to consider. Now I invite you to shift your gear a little bit and I ask you a question. Why did you tune in today? Why did you sign in to this program? You could be doing 1,000 other things, and yet you're choosing, and I'm grateful, very grateful, you're choosing to spend this time with us. And so give that a minute of thought. Was there a specific question? Was there a particular need you felt, a particular desire for something to fulfill or fill something in your life? Or are you just here to celebrate? Or as a friend of mine used to say a lot, I love me some Bob Dean. So if that's you, then hallelujah. I'm glad you're here too. So the whole idea, though, what I want you to start to pay attention to and think about is what is the desire? What is that intention, desire for something next and something more? So if you have a good idea of why you tuned in today, I mean, if there was a specific thing you wanted to achieve, accomplish, or know from this time together, put it in the chat. Now, I can't see the chats right now, but I will check them later. Put it in the chat as with a recognition that this is an intention. This is you setting forward the idea of what you want, knowing that, or trusting perhaps, or maybe testing to see if Spirit will fulfill it for you in information or something you receive during this time. And at the end, if you come around to our Zoom talk conversation afterwards, we'll talk a little about that if you want to share and speak on what you put in the chat. Now, if you're not on Zoom and you're on Facebook or somewhere else, put it in the comments, because we have people monitoring all of that, and I would like to take a look at it later and see if we got everything. But you may be coming for a lot of different reasons. I sign on to things like this through the week, sometimes because I'm looking for comfort. You know, COVID has sent us all into a lot of isolation and a lot of not being touched, a lot of time when we are just really alone with our thoughts, which is a pretty awesome thing. But there may have been losses related to that. There, you may have lost family. You may have lost a time. You may have lost time to accomplish some of the goals that would require you to be out and about. So comfort is one of the things that people often come to these kinds of broadcasts for, to these kinds of gatherings. And if comfort is what you're hungry for, then I want to tell you that it is already within you. It's the power of that love that Daniel sang about, the power of that love that's present and inside of us, and which sometimes in our hunger for comfort, we forget. That is right here, this close, you know, as our next breath is within our own life and experience. So there is that within you that is the field of unconditional love. It is present within you, but it is present around you, and it is the very energy behind everything that you are. So if you're hunting, looking for comfort, yes, it can come from other people, but it only is recognized in other people because of this atmosphere of love that you live in. We don't realize, we don't even begin to grasp how much we are loved. Some of you are here for a good idea, or perhaps to get some hope for things to be better or different. Lots of change, lots of shift, lots of things that many, many people are sad and unhappy about. A lot of things happening in our country, in our world, that are of concern to individuals and all kinds of opinions and thoughts. So I invite you, take a moment and think back. Was there a time when you did have a lot of hope for the future? Was there a moment when that hope just seemed almost palpable, like it was so real for you? That your next step, your next event, everything you did was kind of informed and guided by that sense of hope within you. Remember that? Maybe it's going on for you right now. I'm not going to strictly put it in the past. But if you've ever felt it, what that means is it is present in your being. And the fact that time has no connection to consciousness, consciousness knows no time, spirit knows no time, life knows no time, it's still present. It's still right there. And if you felt it when I ask you to think about it, then you may feel a little stirring of what that was like. And that's present for you right here, always. Maybe you're here to get some better ideas on how to create a better life for yourself, because we teach a lot about that. We spend a lot of time with that, on how to go, how to manifest, and how to expand our thoughts about prosperity, you know, greater flow and ease of prosperity, how to build relationships. This is Valentine's Day, after all. And my goodness gracious, there is so much hype about what relationships look like, all roses and chocolate. I mean, I'm all for the chocolate and the roses. However, there's a lot more to relationships than chocolate and roses. So opening up the flow of what you need to know to be in a perfect and beautiful relationship with yourself. If you don't feel you have anybody to send a Valentine's to today, sit down and write one out to yourself. Be your own best Valentine. That way you can be that for someone else. Your health. You may be here looking for a greater manifestation of health. And to know that within you there is some great, powerful force that it's automatic. You are made for healing. You are made for health. You are not made for illness. You are not made for deterioration. You are made for constant, continuous growth. So maybe you're looking for a better idea of that, or you're looking for a better idea for your work, how to be creative, how to give of yourself in a way that brings you joy and fun and freedom and returns great profit and money to you at the same time. Well, Ernest Holmes had something to say about this. I want to share that with you. He said, "We must become the thing we want. We must see it. We must think it. Realize it." Realize means make it real. "Before the creative power of mind can work it out for us." We must do the work. Interestingly, the invisible work of believing it, of thinking it, of realizing it, and making it so. It's very powerful. I don't know about you, but this COVID has worn me tired and sick and tired of always being alone, or so much of the time I live alone. I spend hours and hours and hours on Zoom. I love it. Thank goodness we evolved to the point we have this internet so we can stay connected. But I miss just being in a crowd and bumping shoulders with people and feeling all that energy around. And I'm reminded that there are words from Ernest Holmes that say things to the idea that I am forever and eternally companioned. I have an inner friend that is as close as my breath and as near as my next thought. So the comfort comes. See, and all of this is possible to have happen. All of this that I've just described to you, that inner voice of comfort, that inner companion, that constantly flowing greater and greater expression of life, that hope that really turns into faith and intention and power. All of that is possible because we live within an infinite invisible. In fact, you are invisible, the real you, the you that is the larger, greater, grander you. This is what Goldsmith has to say about some of that. Goldsmith says that in going within, we do not turn to our own spirituality or our own goodness or our own strength or our own knowledge, but we go within to unleash the infinite invisible. That infinite invisible is there present in you as you, through you, it is actually becoming you. It's already all of you, but you, it's becoming you in the sense that the, as much of it as you allow to come through you. That's why and how it works. So when you go within, when you're invited to close your eyes and turn away from the world of material things and all of that, even though there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with any of it, it's just not a big enough perspective. So when we go within and we open up the awareness, the connection, the flow, the energy of that infinite invisible. See, here's the kicker. When I was a kid, one of the games I loved and hated at the same time, I think I shared this recently, was hide and go seek. Although we called it hide and seek. You know how we run things together. I hated to be it. I wasn't a very fast runner. I wasn't a very... I just was a little bit clumsy as a kid. I was bigger than my body was bigger than my mind knew what to do with, much as from the time I was quite young. And I just didn't do that well. And so I would try to find a place to hide and stay hidden really well so they would never find me, then I didn't have to be it. But you see, in this thing called life, that infinite invisible that is present everywhere, always, and is the stuff out of which all of creation grows and comes, you're it. You are it. I am it. We are each one it. We're not separate from it. We're not, we are expressions of it, but not in the sense of being separated from it. We do not come out of it in the sense of here is God, the creative expression, the creative power, the creative something, the invisible something, and then over here it births us and we're separate from it. We are still within it. We are still part of it. You're it. So I love the book by Barker that talks about, it says you're invisible. And all of the chapters in that book are about what it means to live the life of the invisible power within you. Because the real you, the larger you, the you that is way beyond your physical expression, the you that can feel the energy in a room when you walk in, because your own energy system, your own self of energy is out much bigger than just where your body stops. And so before you get into the room, you're already in touch with the other energy fields in that room. That's why when you walk in a room where a bunch of people are angry, you'll feel it immediately. You'll also feel it when you walk in where the people enjoy and having fun and a good time. You just sense it. You know it. Because you're bigger than just what's right here in your physical expression. Because you're it. See, and that means that all of the resources available in this invisible infinite power can be available to you. With the right practice and the right use of it and the right way to bring it forth and bring it forward. You know, that's a pretty amazing, amazing idea. It's a big idea. So you came here seeking something, either consciously or unconsciously, maybe just because it was your habit. And what you're seeking is already around you. Ernest Holmes also said, what you're looking at, you're looking with. So if you can see the question, if you can see the desire, if you can see the need, it's because you already know it. You can only ask a question because it has an answer. You can only seek a solution to something like your work or your prosperity or all of those things we want to see expand and expand in our lives. We can only look in that direction because it's already here. So the trick is not to look out there for it, but to look in here. Because what happens when we go within? When we turn inward, we open up the infinite presence. And we open up with all of its resources, with all that is going on. This is probably a good time to tell you that when the service started today, my computer crashed. I had 3 seconds of absolute terror and panic because I couldn't get anything to work. The screens all froze. They wouldn't open. They wouldn't close. Nothing would happen. And I'm texting like crazy to the rest of the team. On, okay, somebody get ready. You may have to, you know, they were taking care of actually the business of what would happen if I didn't get here. And I 3 minutes of panic and I sat back and said, wait a minute. What am I talking about today? The infinite invisible. There's an infinite invisible throughout all of creation. And it has created this internet thing out of itself so we could communicate. So this is nonsense. So I took a moment, took a deep breath. I went into peace and calm. I imagined and envisioned this thing being up and going. I hit reboot. It rebooted. And here I am. Barely on time, but I made it. Because what I want to do and say today is too important not to. It's important to me. It's important to you, I trust. It's important that we continue to speak truth as we understand it so that truth becomes a growing and growing and growing part of human consciousness. So for whatever you came here seeking, I invite you to look in here for the answers to it. Look within. Doesn't mean we don't still utilize the world around us. But if the only thing the world around you is showing you the opposite of what you're looking for and it feels hopeless, quit looking at that. But begin to build that inner connection. Crack open that door to the infinite. Even if you can only be silent and go within for a minute and a half at a time, wherever you want to start somewhere and allow that to begin to grow. Give yourself a chance to experience it through reading sacred texts. All of the sacred texts, not you know, the Bible, the others, the Quran, the Jewish Bible, Hindu texts, rich, powerful stuff. And sometimes just reading it aloud. So your voice is activated, your power is activated, your personal power, and then all of your body can hear it. It's a very powerful thing. You know, shut down the chatter mind. Sometimes I just have to tell myself, Bob, shut up. Especially when it's going nin, 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 about all the things going on in life and all the things going on around me and all these things I have opinions about and judgments and all of that. And just be quiet. And then as we talked about a few weeks ago, maybe just look up. Not because God's any more up there than it is down here, or this energy, this invisible power is up there and not down here. But looking up means I can't see all of this down here. And so my vision is immediately lifted out of anything to react to. Instead, I can go within to that place of knowing. Because it's in that voice of silence. There's a grand old story in the Old Testament or the Jewish scriptures of Elijah, the story of Elijah, where he goes up on the mountain to meet God. And it's a beautiful part of this is set to music in the musical version of the story of Elijah by Mendelssohn. And in that, it's a really powerful piece where it's, you know, he says, and God, you know, and he wanted to see God. And what came was this huge tornado, great wind that just blew and tore the place up that he was at. Did almost blew him off the mountain, but not there. And then fire came burning through, and he saw this pillar of fire, and the fire went through and went by. And then in this very calm sort of marching music, then in the still voice, onward came the Lord, he says. And the real translation of that, the clearer translation, the more accurate translation, is in the voice of silence. onward came the infinite. That invisible infinite is always here for us. Sometimes it shows up with trumpets blaring. Sometimes its effects can be fire and wind and joy and excitement and dancing and freedom. But its real voice, its real presence is known. And the voice, the sound of the silence. So I invite you now to join me for a few moments in that silence. Nice breath in, breath out. Breathe all the way to your toes. And own, declare with me, know with me, that in this silence, in this moment, we are all part of the infinite invisible. It is within us. It is showing up as our thoughts, as our feelings, as our physical selves, as our environments. And so we have this connection already, this right here. So I invite you to turn again to that moment that you thought earlier as we began. What were you looking for today? If you haven't found it, it's okay. You just haven't looked in the right place yet. So I invite you to ask within, to speak into the silence within your own soul. Not to ask, but to declare. I am comforted. I am filled with anticipation for the good that's unfolding in my life. I am allowing the greater flow of prosperity, of love and relationships, and of health in every part of my body. And wonderful work opportunities. I'm demanding to know how that is expanding in my life. And I know in this moment, I am fully connected. I feel myself reaching out in consciousness, connecting with everyone on this call, everyone on Facebook and YouTube and all of the other places that we are connected. Feeling the energetic and consciousness connection with them. And being clear to my soul, to my heart, to my bones. I am not now, never have been, and never can be alone. This is my truth. I know it to be the truth. I know it to be my truth. And I look forward to seeing it grow and expand in my awareness from day to day to day. This is the truth. I let it be. I let it be so. And so it is. Thank you for allowing me this time with you. It is such a rich opportunity for me to explore the truth as I understand it in my own world, in my own life. So at this time, I'd like to bring on one of our board members. She is our newest board member, and she is a wonderful practitioner as well. So, Maya, take it away.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm so grateful to be here during today after Bob's wonderful, talk. This is a time for celebration because this is our time for giving. We know that in New Thought that giving is a gift, right, and an opportunity. But on top of that, it's a double opportunity because as we give, so we receive. So let us take this time to read together our opening prayer, our offering prayer, when we put it up on the screen. Well, we can say it together. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow. And of that, I share with And all that I share returns to me, multiplied abundantly. And so it is. We have the opportunity to give online. The giving link is in the description box, probably in the chat box. We saw it on the screen. It's probably on the Facebook page. So please feel free to use that link. You can also go to our website and find our mailing address right on our website. We definitely receive gifts that way as well. So another opportunity that I have is to read our announcements. So today's announcements are that we saw that our theme for February is One Journey, Many Paths. So next Sunday on February 21st, the topic is going to be The Infinite Invisible, and that is going to be delivered by our illustrious Bob Dean. I wrote in the chat on Zoom, I love me some all of y'all, when he said, you know, that some people are there because they love them some Bob Dean. And I can say amen to that. I love me some Bob Dean. So speaking of that, you can have more time with the wonderful Bob Dean on Tuesdays at 12 and 12:30 in the afternoon. There is an online spiritual empowerment session that takes place right on Zoom at the same link that you came to today. So please feel free to reach out and touch on Tuesday between 12 and 2. Beyond that, there are other ways for you to reach out and touch with CSL Midtown. You can share the Facebook broadcast on your personal page. It definitely helps to spread our message. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can share the YouTube channel. As our YouTube channel grows, it also helps to help our center to grow financially if and when that day comes that we reach that threshold. So definitely sharing there really helps. On Sunday mornings, we have a discussion group on at 10 a.m. that is right before the service. We are on our Zoom account. So if you go to the website, you can find information for how to get there. But that's right before our service. It's between like 10 a.m. and 10:45 or 10:50. And we come together and we have a meeting of like minds and talk about some of our reading, something that we might have read this week through in our reading book, or whatever's comes up in our life that warrants discussion. So definitely come and check us out there. Also on Wednesday, there is a on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Dr. Bob has been leading an information group about teaching about the foundational principles of the science of mind. This week, Dr. Bob is leading a Q&A. So if you have any questions, you've ever had any answers, any questions that you wanted to have answered, come on by on Wednesday at 7 p.m. via that Zoom link and have your questions answered. That's it. So thank you so much for having me, and I will turn the service back over.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So just wanted to underline the Wednesday night. This is our wonderful Wednesdays. And we've just finished a four-part series, which you can find in the recordings. And now we will begin another. Well, we're not starting the series yet because I want to know what your questions are, which is why we're doing this as a Q&A on Wednesday. I don't know that I'll have all the answers, but I will have an idea for pointing you to it. And I certainly will have my answers, whether they fit anyone else or not. So I look forward to seeing you there as it works out. So here we go with the closing affirmation. This is your truth for the rest of the week and for the wrap up for today's celebration. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding. I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is.